This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, today and tomorrow, we conclude this message we began on Monday from the fourth chapter of Luke, where Jesus confronts a man in a synagogue service who's possessed not by a demon, but by a number of demons, plural. It's a dramatic story in Luke 4. You can read it yourself. But we conclude today and tomorrow a woman from India and her conversion to Christ that will really grip your heart. Listen as we continue.
I've always been interested in India because of having been in India four times in the last 12, 13 years. I've gone to work with a missionary there called Rajan Ipe in Kerala, India, South India. And so I have a heart for that. I've just developed, having been there four times now, a heart for the people there. So anytime I read a testimony of somebody who's from a Hindu background, Indian background, who comes to Christ, I want to know about it. Mitali Perkins is her name. She's from India. Obviously, she must have married somebody with an English background or American background to have the last name of Perkins, but her first name is Mitali, M-I-T-A-L-I. Those of you that are parents may be interested in this. She writes novels for children. She wrote a book called Rickshaw Girl, which was one of New York Public Library's 100 best children's books in 100 years. Quite an honor, your book to be designated as one of the best of New York Library's 100 best children's book for a century. It's called Rickshaw Girl. So she's a writer. She was raised as a Hindu, lives in all over the world. Her dad had a job where they traveled all over the world. She's raised in the Hindu belief system, but in through college and university, she comes in contact with a group of college students known as InterVarsity, a Christian ministry. And she slowly, ever so gently, by the Lord bringing people into her life, into coming to Christ. And I'm going to read you two stories about it. There's the official story, and then I want to give you the backstory, because there's a side story that to me is even more powerful than the official story. She said, one snowy evening in Vienna, Austria, I made my decision. I would follow Jesus as God, but I would keep it to myself. I think that's interesting. I will decide that Jesus is God, but I'll keep it to myself. And she said, I just plan to keep it as a private secret. She said that the time came, though, when I was with a group of students at her university where they had a baptismal service inviting people to be baptized into Christ. And I've never heard anyone describe their baptismal experience the way Mitali does. She said, I hadn't anticipated the mystery of baptism. I went into the water spiritually blind, and I came out of the water with a new power to see. What a story. I went into the water spiritually blind, and I emerged from the water with a new power to see. I wanted to tell everyone about the cross. I wanted to tell everyone about the reconciliation of the cross through Christ. The Holy Spirit led me into the Bible with fresh eyes. Even Genesis now sparkled with the love of Jesus. And that's a dramatic story. I love that story because I've never heard anyone, as I said earlier, describe what happened at their baptism. I went into the water blind. I came out able to see things that I never saw. And then the thought occurred to me, that's what Jesus does for people. When you give your life to Christ, you look at your wife or husband differently. You really will. Now I want to tell you the backstory, because this is the part that sends a chill up my spine. One afternoon with college students or university students, she was in Russia, in St. Petersburg, which was Leningrad during World War II.
Well, believe me when I say I hate to interrupt our message like that. We'll have to conclude this story tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is not only crosshope.org, but there's a feature called Visual Stories that we'd like you to look at. That's crosshope.org, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.